I thought we had a chance to have to pull away in the first half. We couldn't do it. And then we turned it over. We had eight turnovers in the first half. We had 14 for the game. And then we took some real ill-advised shots at times. And then, it's hard to win any game shooting, 30% from the floor. They shot 37, but we had a hard time getting timely stops when we needed to. Kit Jenkins really hurt us inside. I thought that was really the difference in the game, was his ability to score. That gave them some confidence of him being able to score the ball at the rim in the second half. He ended up with 14 points, and I thought that was a big key for them, him scoring the ball at the basket. We did a good job on everybody else.
Yeah, coach, obviously you mentioned, obviously an ugly game for both teams. No one shot really that well. What do you think that Lafayette kind of did that you guys didn't, that allowed them to pull out with the win
Yeah,
when
I
no
just
one's really
said
shot?
that. Yeah, I just said that. They went to
Yeah.
Jenkins. I thought he was the separator. His ability to score at the basket, I thought, gave them some separation and gave them some confidence. And because we struggled to score, I thought we didn't really have the confidence to finish the game the way you need to finish it, because we were struggling to score. They took control of the game late, and we've got to, and the same thing happened against against Navy. We've got to be able to in big moments get make plays, right? So it's a 4 minute mark, and it's a 2 point game or a 4 point game. You've got to make plays to win, and we made no plays to win. We gave up some easy baskets to Jenkins, and then we had a hard time executing on offense.
Yeah, obviously you said they went to Jenkins. If you go back to the Maine game, Maine went to Kellen Tynes a lot down the stretch in that close game, and he kind of helped them pull out the win. Do you think it's kind of hurting you guys in late game scenarios not having a player that you can necessarily just kind of put the ball in their hands and just tell them to go get a basket when you need one?
Yeah, we're definitely struggling to kind of find our identity, for sure. That's definitely, in terms of that, you have to, we got to be able to execute. And if that's the case, we've got to be able to do a better job of helping our guys understand, all right, what are we trying to get? All right, we're going to run this play. But if you can't score off the set, right, what are you trying to get? And even off the set, what's the shot that you would want to take? And so we took a couple of shots off some sets that we run that were really low percentage shots in terms of, the difficulty of the shot was pretty high. We took two layups, I remember, late in the game that were, those neither one of those baskets, even neither one of those shots had any chance of going in. And in those moments, you can't afford to do that. And then on
Yeah.
the other end of the floor, there was one play we just gave up an open layup. It was like under 2 minutes. We just gave up a wide open layup. And so those are kind of a head scratching plays that, but we've got to watch it, and we've got to learn from it. And we're going to be in these moments again a lot this year, where we've got to be able to win close games and have the confidence to do it.
Obviously winning close games has been something you guys have struggled with, all season really. I know you've pushed back on kind of using the youth and experience as an excuse.
Yeah,
How
you
do you
can't go ahead.
kind of get your team to start winning close games when they haven't won one yet this year?
I just think you have to meet it head on. You have to, hold yourself accountable for the mistakes that you've made in those minutes and in those moments. And you've got to be able to, kind of come to grips with, okay, as a coach, I have to make sure that I'm putting them in a position to be at their best, and I got to be honest with myself when I'm watching the games. And then I've got to make sure that I'm making some adjustments to kind of put them in a better situation. And then our guys have got to be able to watch the film and see, okay, hey, I made a bad decision here, I made a bad decision. Okay, next time we run that set, this is what we're looking for, and be able to kind of make better choices in big moments. I think right now we're unsure of of okay, what should I be doing? What should I be looking for? I think we're kind of unsure of ourselves, and so it shows up. It's hard to be able to
Yeah.
execute at a high level if you're not sure, and then some of it is okay, it's the first time that some of these guys are in this situation,
Yeah.
and at least at this level where you're putting the ball in their hands and they haven't had a chance to fail. I've had a lot of my guys that I've coached that turned out to be really good players in their younger years. They failed a ton in these moments, but we always had older guys that were able to kind of, take that responsibility on. And then those guys that were younger kind of learned, and then, we were able to win a lot of close games. But, certainly we have to, we're going to have to jumpstart that learning curve because, a lot of these games are going to be close games, and we have to be better. And I have to take responsibility for, our play out there. I can't just blame the youth and inexperience, as I think that's kind of a cop out.
Yeah.
Me.
I'm also curious, you guys have had problems with shooting and really all of your losses this year. How do you kind of move beyond or like kind of find ways to win when you're not shooting well, right? It feels
Yeah,
like
I
a lot.
think we have to kind of examine, what we're doing. We were 8 for 26 today from three. We think we're a better, like, we think we have a lot of guys that can make shots, but we're not shooting the ball, well from three, at all. And we tend to get like one or two guys that are making them, and then nobody else is making any. And so, and those guys, like, it used to be like on past teams we've had, we only needed two guys to make them, because we could score in other ways. And so it's hard for us right now to, we don't score the ball at the rim great, right? And so now we're saying, all right, like we gotta make threes to win, and so it's hard. Like, if you don't score the ball at the rim and you're not shooting the ball well from three, it's hard to win, And so, I think the inside game, us continue to try to develop our inside players. I think they're young guys. I think we still got to throw it in there.
Yeah.
I think we got to post up some other guys at times and try to get the ball near the basket. I think we got to try to talk about trying to open up some spaces to maybe attack on the dribble more.
Yeah.
But I think we got to, within our offense, we've got to look at to tweak some things to maybe attack some teams some different ways when we're struggling to make shots, and we've been struggling to make shots.
All right, yeah, my last question is, do you feel like you want, your guards, Miles and Ethan especially, to kind of start t attacking the rim off the dribble more? Miles did that a couple times
Yeah, I
today.
think those guys are definitely, like I said, I think that's something that we got to take a look at.
Yeah.
I think we have to examine, how we're attacking people, and I think that's one. And then we got to really work on our late game situations. Our ability to execute is gonna be really important.
Yeah. All right. That's it for me, Coach.
All right,
Thanks.
man. Thanks.
Appreciate it.